Thumbtack presents the ins and outs of caring for your home. Out. Indecision. Overthinking. Second-guessing every choice you make. In. Plans and guides that make it easy to get home projects done. Out. Beige on beige on beige. Ugh. In. Knowing what to do, when to do it, and who to hire. Start caring for your home with confidence. Download Thumbtack today.
Waiting for the best deals? Spring Black Friday savings are here. Shop early access now at Blinds.com and save big on new custom window treatments. At Blinds.com, shopping online for custom window treatments doesn't mean sacrificing on service, selection, or style. As the number one online retailer of custom window treatments, Blinds.com has hundreds of options to fit any decor and budget. Choose from stylish roller or bamboo shades, blackout options, and more. We even have motorized shades for your patio. DIY, or let our experts handle the heavy lifting. Blinds.com has you covered with free virtual consultations. We'll even send a pro to do the measure and install. Try before you buy with free samples delivered to your door. With over 25 million windows covered, every order's backed with Blinds.com's 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com's Spring Black Friday Early Access now for up to 40% off with minimum purchase, plus a free measure. Save up to 40% at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Six-pack brought to you by the Good Feet Store. Go to goodfeet.com for a location near you. The six-pack. It's the six-pack of coaches, execs, or players that may not be part of the Baltimore Orioles come June 1st. And Beltway Ben, let's get started.
Number six.
I don't think this is going to happen because the Orioles are the most deliberate organization in all of baseball. But I have Brandon Hyde at number six. Like, it could take this thing going completely sideways. And, of course, he will take the fall for that. But I put it at six.
I kind of did it from least impactful to most impactful.
I did it from most likely to least likely.
And this one really hurts, but if they were willing to move the wall twice.
Oh, God.
What if they fire the Oriole bird? What if they fire the Oriole bird? I mean, what if they just blame? No, I'm just kidding. I thought about putting him on here. But couldn't you see him do it? They moved the park twice.
Yeah. I thought you were going to say move the wall.
What if Mike Elias has a calculator? That's what they really should have. They should have, their mascot should be a calculator. Because an algorithm, it's hard to really have an algorithm outfit.
I do like the bird.
But you could dress up like a cat. I love the bird.
Bird's
but all
that
matters is, what do the Wizards and the Warlocks think of the bird? Yeah. They might not think the bird is a value-driven enough mascot. Mm.
So who
my real six is Cino Perez.
Yeah, I got him much higher.
I got him low because it's every like that because it's over, and he's a middling reliever.
Yeah.
Oriole for life.
Yeah.
Cino or the Oriole bird?
Yeah.
Well, both.
I hope the Oriole bird outlasts Mike Elias.
Wow.
I think the Oriole bird's going to outlast all of them.
That'd be awesome. I hope he's here to perpetuity.
I don't think there's any chance the Oriole bird is going anywhere, Jason.
You don't think there's any chance that somebody is like, oh, we can get a better mascot?
No,
they changed the stadium twice.
I hear you. The bird's here to stay.
Dude, the bird's been around since when?
Literally the
79?
The Oriole is a bird.
Yeah.
He's not going anywhere.
People axe their mascots.
The bird's not going anywhere.
Axe their mascots.
He's not going anywhere.
You think every mascot's got a job for life?
I didn't say every mascot. The Orioles are a bird. The mascot is a bird. He's not going anywhere.
The Ravens
you know who
did get
I
rid
used
of
to
Edgar
love?
And Allen for a while.
I love Yippee with the Expos. Yippee got a pink slip.
Yeah, well,
when they
moved.
Shut the Expos down, Yippee was out of work.
To Jason, the Ravens did get rid of Edgar and
there
Allen
you
for
go.
A while.
At times are tough.
Well, but that was kind of a smart readjustment. They didn't need three mascots. They
could be headed into an economic downturn, a real recession, or the bird just shows up one game a series. They don't want to pay the bird anymore.
That was the Ravens version of the wall.
Hey, I'm hearing they might not want to pay some of their former players what they used to pay them.
Of course, corrected.
Hey, If they don't
bring back Edgar and Allen, I think
they did.
Now.
When remember when Poe left? Oh, I think Poe tore his ACL. So they brought him. They brought him back for
one.
But
they were paying him by the hour. Yeah. It wasn't the same gig.
It's guys in a suit. Like it's not like they really brought back the former guys.
No. But I'd like to. I like to think they did. That, I like
you
to think they brought
that,
the whole thing back.
Anyway, we're on five.
What are we doing again?
Five.
Five is Jorge Mateo.
I got that much higher too.
Well, because we, but I mean, again,
we did different
low
exercise.
Impact.
Yeah, but I'm talking about the exercise was the six people that could be gone.
Guys
from
barely played baseball since when did he get hurt last year? June.
He should be playing no baseball, but that's just me. My five is Cody Ashy or Ash or whatever the hell.
Oh,
his name
you got
is.
A hitting coach fired already?
Well, because
didn't they just bring in new hitting coaches?
No, he was promoted by the same slop we saw a year ago. Nothing's changing.
I'm going to lump him in at number two.
And that is, by the way, that was the Steinbrenner way of doing things. Steinbrenner fired more hitting coaches back in the day than you could shake a stick.
Well, they just did it. Remember when they brought Sean Casey in for a hot minute?
Yes, yeah.
When they weren't savages in a box anymore before they had illegal torpedo bats?
Yeah.
And then they got rid of Casey after the year.
Well, the torpedo bats are very legal, by the way, and they stopped hitting. So, alas, Cody Ash is my five.
Cody Ash.
Number four.
Four is Uncle Charlie. Charlie Morton.
He's much higher for me.
I don't think he's going to be gone by June 1st, but he should. That's why I have him at four.
It's too low.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And again, we took the assignment differently.
I mean, maybe I should have put this guy at five and put Mateo at four, but I put Ramon Laureano at four. Like, how come on. Like, eventually, aren't they going to get bored with this and their boy Dylan Carlson, they'll try to resurrect his career? Like, the guy can't, he's got a big arm if he catches the ball, and that's about it. That's what he offers you as a baseball player.
Yeah.
I'll admit, I'm judging this how Ken went about it, but that being said, I will give you the first half because those are very likely guys to go.
The Bird?
No.
Bird was others receiving votes. My real six was Cino Perez.
No,
but that's boring.
Like I said, the Bird's outliving all of us. Yes.
I hope.
He will.
You act like there's no certainties in that warehouse.
Hey, he's been around for over 40 years.
Ben, can I ask you? You never even heard of Yippee. Yippee was a big part of my youth.
The Expos moved.
They became the Nats. They did. Well, they didn't just move. I mean, they moved to another country.
Yeah, they're not the Expos anymore. There's no need for Yippee.
San Diego Chicken. Do they still even really call him the San Diego Chicken? They just call him the Famous Chicken.
Do the Houston Oilers have a mascot? He's probably gone.
I don't know. I don't remember.
Hey, Ben, just I wanted because Ben is the brain
the mascot
of this operation.
Aficionado.
Yeah, just clarify for me. What is the Oriole? It's a bird, right?
It's a bird. Yeah.
What is a bobblehead? It's a doll. No, that didn't get me very far.
That's not true. Yeah, by the way, the Orioles keep advertising this Rubenstein bobblehead. They never refer to it as a doll, just a bobblehead.
That's a good point.
Yeah, they never refer to it. Ben, we're doing the six pack of guys that could be gone. Thank you, though, for
that. It's a bad move. It's a bad move.
Let's continue.
Get
please.
A contract done before we're like idolizing people.
Number three.
Three is where I have Heston Kjerstad. He's here for prodigious left-handed power. I don't even know that they care that much about the opposite field singles. Like
they don't care about him. That's for damn sure.
They really don't care about him. He's only here now because Kowser got hurt. If they're going to keep playing him in the outfield, that's a problem. They drafted a DH second overall. I didn't do it. They did it. There's no conviction behind this kid whatsoever.
Today's podcast is sponsored by Midi Health. At any given time, 61% of adult women say they want to lose weight. But for many, that's easier said than done. If you've had trouble losing weight, don't lose hope. Midi Health uses a deep understanding of women's hormones and a combination of weight loss medications to create a customized plan for each user. Midi Health can help you achieve more effective and sustainable weight loss by addressing hormone imbalances. Midi can also prescribe proven weight loss medications that help you experience reduced appetite and increased feelings of fullness. When paired with hormone optimization, you're not just managing your weight, you're also supporting your body's natural processes, which means you can overcome those weight loss plateaus that in the past have been so difficult to move beyond. So if you're ready to combine the power of hormones with the power of weight loss medications, visit joinmidi.com today. Discover how this innovative approach can lead you to lasting success. That's joinmidi.com.
Hey, I'm Josh Fink, owner of Knicks Menswear. Getting married? Don't rent some random suit. At Knicks, we help you own the look for about the same price as a rental. You're marrying the love of your life. Don't you deserve a suit that's yours forever? Knicks Menswear, your friend in style.
Every morning brings a fresh new energy.
And no matter what the day holds, we come to the Today Show for all of it.
We get the best start to the day because we start it together.
Watch the Today Show weekdays at 7 a.m. on NBC.
He's kind of getting Stowers. Don't look now. Kyle Stowers, he's looking playing like a pretty good he's Major playing League Baseball player.
Yeah, he's
with
playing.
With nothing around him in that Marlins lineup. Norby's not even back yet.
Nope. My three was your four, Ramon Laureano. Like, this is a joke. You could have gotten more bang for your buck flushing $5 million down the toilet than you are from Ramon Laureano at the moment. So he's my three.
Number two.
This year's Tony Kemp. Yeah.
Yes. Two is Jorge Mateo. And as I told you last week when we did a six pack, I'm done with Jorge Mateo. This might be a personal thing for me.
Oh.
I don't think he's a high IQ baseball player, and maybe it's because they've screwed him up and he's gotten hurt, but I'm
done. Well, they won't just let him be what he is. If they built the team that they said they built, he would be coming in to pinch run and playing shortstop one day a week.
Just to clarify, you're saying you don't like him personally?
No, I like him personally.
Okay.
No,
that would be trippy.
Trippy doesn't like him personally.
No, I just am personally done with Jorge Mateo.
All right. All right.
I don't think he's significant enough to be this high because the guy's barely played baseball here again, for a calendar year. I'm talking to Bone, not you.
We took the assignment differently.
I'm working
on the Bone.
I don't know if you can.
Working on the Bone.
Who is the Brandon Hyde Kodiashi combo?
Oh, man,
hey, Hyde, you're out of here and take the hitting coach we foisted upon you with you.
He was promoted by
wear me. That one.
Wear that one.
Number one.
He added Kodiashi.
I did.
Last second.
Subtracted the bird, added Kodiashi. Yeah. One is Charlie Morton. I mean, this was the guy they signed when Corbin Burns didn't take their fake offer.
Yes.
And they sold him as a legitimate, like, number three starter. And, oh, look how durable he is. And look, we're losing all these innings from Corbin Burns. So Grayson's going to be our ace. Yeah, right. And this guy's going to come in and eat 180 innings. Dude, he might be the worst starting pitcher in baseball right now. His curveball, his moneymaker is toast. They're slugging 900 against it, and he hasn't even faced a real lineup yet. He hasn't faced a lineup that goes five deep yet. Dude, you can't, after Kimbrel, you can't try to jam this down people's throats. Like, three, four more of these, gotta go.
My one is Cino Perez. He sucked last year too. He seems like a nice guy. I love seeing him catch the ball in the bullpen with his hat. He stinks. His ERA is 14.
So my six is your one, and your one is my six.
Correct.
Yeah. That's a big W for the Ginger Gorilla.
You got it wrong.
We took the
what's
assignment.
What's a more significant departure before
that wasn't
June
the
1st?
Assignment.
Charlie Morton. Well, that's the inferred assignment.
That's assuming. You know what happens when you assume?
Well, I lose even though it was my list.
Yeah. I'm not convinced that he's gone June 1st.
Yeah, I'm not either.
Because they're going to play games. They'll put him on the IL. When's Grayson coming back? When's Eflin coming back?
There's 15 million reasons to not get
15 million reasons.
Brandon Young, Chase McDermott, did Contreras end up back
McDermott
in Norfolk?
Gonna be back? When's McDermott going to be back?
I'd rather watch Chase McDermott pitch with his other arm than watch Charlie Morton go out there again.
Now, this is a choice here. Morton?
Chase McDermott throwing lefty.
Hold on. Morton? Or Trevor Rogers.
Oh, yeah, he could be back
soon. Give me Trevor Rogers.
Wow.
Can I get a fun
ben
with that?
Because
they fixed him. Because they were going to fix him. Because they knew they traded two potential everyday major leaguers for that carcass.
And
they were going to revive the following offseason.
And same thing with Rogers. When is he going to be back?
Yeah.
They just don't have
it's coming
back
soon. Hey,
this guy is on a heater. He went from Eloy Jimenez to Charlie Morton. This man.
And remember, Craig Kimbrel was there, too.
This is something.
Hey, coming up next, we want to hear from the people. 410-583-1057. Are we lunatics or is this really bad? Your thoughts on the Baltimore Orioles. 410-583-1057.
Save the bird. Save the bird.